I'm gonna
turn it down. Right, probably gonna turn that down real quick. You feel me? And you think Wayfair really out there selling people though?
I really do, from the bottom of my heart.
There's no way.
Why a throw pillow that looks like that be $20,000?
That's a plush ass pillow. That's why it's the finest Persian leather. Fucking
a leather pillow.
They got ostrich feathers.
Oh, but it doesn't say that in the description.
That's because you gotta know. If you know, you know. You feel me?
So you buying children?
Oh, hell no. Nah. What the fuck?
What you mean if you know, you know?
I'm talking about if you know, you know about the fucking Persian leather with the ostrich feathers. But clearly you don't know.
I'm poor, so I don't know nothing about that.
Listen,
I know about
you ain't gotta be rich to know, Shorty. Don't try to.
Walmart pillow.
Yo, y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, Jay Lasso, Raw Dog Radio. Was that COVID 420 or COVID-19?
COVID-69.
What?
Ooh, I'm just kidding.
Hey, okay. Okay, look, you finally got some jokes. Look, the audience is going to be proud of you, all two of them. They're going to be like, hell yeah. The last time, I don't know.
Okay.
Y'all know who that is.
It's your girl.
Stop. Alright, I'm gonna do all introductions going forward. Alright, that was official. You were clearly not ready for that. Oh my. Alright, y'all. Breezy in the building. Go ahead and let them know your IG just in case they want to give you a tap and follow.
I just changed it so it's _BREZZY.
Why though?
Why did I change my IG name?
No, you know what? You ain't gotta explain. It's your shit. You
exactly.
Gonna do what you wanna do, boo
exactly.
Boo. Do you? All right, y'all know that. Y'all heard her. _BR, couple E's, couple Z's, and a Y. Fuck it.
Basically.
Yeah, that's how that plays out. But yeah, welcome back. Not a lot of people come back the second time. You survived. Holla at your girls.
Oh, I survived. I passed the test?
Not really. This is like, that was like the pre-test.
Oh, this is like default comeback? Like,
no. See, there was like a pre-test, then the pre-test, mm-hmm. and then the test. This is the pre-test. So, shout out. Welcome back. You know what I'm saying? You doing your thing so far. You know what I'm saying? How's the workouts been going with the ladies? I know you've been real busy with your clients. You know what I'm saying? What y'all been focusing on recently?
All but no good.
Ooh. Okay, ladies. I know everybody tapped in on that. Like, wait, what? Yeah, go ahead. Let them know. All but no good, which means you better be getting on your cardio because, of course, that's the best way. And I don't think people understand that when it comes to, like, your abs. People are like, oh, I want abs and I want this. Like, but the thing is, it's all about your body fat. So, I mean, if you burn that away, then the abs is going to show. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to keep the fat in the right places.
There you go. You got to say it with your chest, though, when you're speaking on the mic, all right?
Oh, you want me to say it again?
No. I'm just say it louder next time. Jesus Christ. No, don't.
I thought you were telling me.
Tough ass.
I'm going to take this.
No, Shibo. Put it down.
I'm thirsty.
My grandma gave me that chain. But with that being said, though, shout out to the ladies out there putting in that work. All butt, no gut, all 2020. That means you should be watching what you eat, getting on that cardio, hitting your squats. Make sure you pause it when you hit them squats. You know what I'm saying?
Drink your water.
Put some emphasis on them glutes. Yay. Amsterdam. Shout out. But yeah, we're going to get into a couple topics today. That's why I'm glad I got you on the mic. Of course, with that being said, we're going to talk a little bit about males and toxicity and whatever the fuck that is, which is actually a rumor is what I heard. I heard males aren't that toxic.
Topic.
We're going to also get into a little bit of the ladies because y'all clearly took an L this week. Y'all had us with that Jada shit, but yeah, we're going to see what's up with that L y'all took recently. And then just for shits and giggles, we're going to discuss a couple of different debates that I had over IG over the past week. Sound cool?
I'm ready.
Wow.
I'm nervous.
You literally do not sound ready.
No, because I'm ready.
Okay. All right, y'all. So, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and lead this show because clearly my co-star needs some help. No, I'm just fucking with you.
This is a pre-test. I don't have to be ready till the test. So, I got a couple
Are
more.
Are you serious? Is this how you're going to come at the test? Oh, you know what? You're right. Mama mentality. Shoot your shot. All right, yo. So, over the last couple of days, I've been seeing people talk some crazy shit about... Well, actually, I should say a couple of weeks, because I think the word of the year actually might be toxic, because everybody's been using that, and I really don't know what the fuck it means.
I feel like 2020 as a whole has just been a very toxic year.
See, like, saying shit like that, I'm like, what? Because, like, not everybody think that way. At least not me. I understand it, though. Like, It's fucked up shit, but like, sorry about that. I'm trying to wash my mouth. It's pretty messed up out there.
That's $5 more you owe me.
You? No. It's a fine, but we didn't determine where the fine goes.
I determined that the fine comes.
How did that work?
So you're at $15. You're
not even part of the show.
You want to make it $20.
What? you... How, Sway? How? Dang, Ralph, though. Why Kanye went off on Sway like that? Shout out to Ye. He crazy. You saw that shit?
Oh,
so you think he, you think he nuts? So you think like, I mean, shit. All I got to say is, man, mental health is something. Y'all know me, fellas, ladies. I'm always talking about meditations and being one with yourself, your feelings, and Kanye a prime example when you don't. So make sure you deal with that shit. You feel me? Like, jeez. But yeah. Anywho, shout out to Harriet Tubman. Shout out.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we just gonna move on to this toxic shit. Okay. So that's toxic. Anywho, I'm just start saying toxic. Just see if it works. I'm just sprinkling in there and
just a boom. Little bit.
All right. So remember that, fellas. If you're trying to relate to the ladies, you want to get you some shit going down, just sprinkle the word toxic in there every now and then. You might relate. She gonna think you know what you're talking about. And then, boom, you good to go. With that being said, though, I asked a couple of ladies, what does it mean to be toxic? And what are some of the toxic behaviors that they experience with men? Because, once again, I always try to hear what the ladies got to say. That way, us fellas can treat y'all better. We got to do better. We know this. So, this is the place where hopefully fellas come and take notes. And ladies can be like, yo, I feel that. Or maybe even chime in. So, holler at me at JLASO. That's JAYLASOUL. Chill. All right, chill. I had to think about that one. JLASO 69. And that's that. So I know. I didn't know where I was going to go with that one. So, don't period me.
Period.
Stop. Shout out to me.
Period.
Oh, man. That little dude. Shot her.
Toxic.
Anywho.
That's toxic, too.
Oh, is that what toxic is?
That's very toxic.
If shooting the chick is toxic, then damn it. No, just stop.
You know, I don't want to.
Love thy woman. Hold on. First, before I go on.
Okay. Go ahead.
Love thy woman. Yep. Honor thy woman. Treat thy woman. Eat thy woman. Don't beat thy woman. All right. So go.
Oh, I was just asking if you heard what happened.
Not really, because you know me. I kind of keep up with that shit, but I kind of don't. But what's up?
So, apparently, she had been beating his ass in the car.
Oh, so she toxic.
So, she started it.
So, she's toxic.
A big girl, yes.
She's 6 foot something.
Exactly.
He's 5 foot. Oh, hell no. 4'11".
Oh,
yeah.
So you
got to shoot her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You got to shoot her.
Yeah.
I mean, hold on. Love that woman. Honor that woman.
But that's like a grown-ass man. That's you.
That's not a grown man. That's just a bigger woman. So, first thing, and shout out to Tory Lanez, and I want all the fellas to just really learn a lesson. Don't bite off more than you can fucking chew. Like, it's just that simple. You know that if she bigger than you, she gonna handle you, bro. So, like, why you even, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not surprised. But I do want to give her props to be like, look, height ain't nothing to me. You feel me? This nigga's short, but it's all good. Shout out to Tory Lanez, you know, reaching for the stars. You know what I'm saying? Shooting at them tall ones. I've been trying to tell these short niggas out here.
What is it called? He literally shot your shot.
Damn. All right. That was a bad turn. Yeah. Don't be shooting your shot. Nah. Don't do that. Yeah, you're right. Don't do that. Don't be that toxic. But whatever the case is, I don't really know, and I wasn't there, so it's all he said, she said at this point, and only the two people involved really know what happened. I just hope everybody's safe, and I hope everybody just learned a lesson. Don't mess with them tall ones if you can't handle them.
What's
Jesus.
Wrong with that? We're the funniest of the bunch.
Listen to the last part of my sentence. Don't mess with the tall ones if you can't handle.
Whatever.
That simple.
Whatever.
Just that simple.
Whatever.
What do you consider tall? Just because you're like 5'5" in heels, like, I don't want to hear it. Yeah, you.
I'm 5'7" and a half.
Ooh, hey, you know what? Yeah, you
I'm
should.
In some heels, yeah, I'm yeah, like 5'10", yeah, yeah, so don't
playing,
come for me.
You playing power forward. Yeah, you playing power forward. We're going to put you on a post. You're right.
Ridiculous.
Shout out. But when I asked the ladies about some of the toxic behaviors that they've experienced, the first thing, and actually this is the most common one that I saw. Not only was this the first one, but this has popped up 5 times, was stalking. So, what the fuck, fellas? Yo, are we, like, out here really stalking these chicks? Like, what? How do you feel about that?
I mean, it's just the reality of life. Unfortunately.
What? That's his... Whose reality? Jesus.
It happens. Like, I don't think it's okay, but it happens. But this is the crazy part. It's like so many girls post. They're like, oh, I want a relationship like this.
Like what?
Like that toxic shit. Like, oh, I want a man like this. Like
they want a man stalking them?
Yeah, I've heard what? Girls.
Like, I guess...
Oh, if he does this, this means he cares for you.
Oh, what? Is that how we thinking, ladies?
I'm not all of them, but
I'm speaking for the ladies right now, so it's your fault.
I mean, I just feel like if you got the kitty cat, they just
shut up. Just stop right now. Jesus Christ! So if you got good kitty cat, they gonna stalk you. All right, ladies, y'all heard it here first. Your box is nice, then expect that nigga to never go away. I mean, it is what it is at that point. I'm blaming you, man, if that's the case.
Dude. I'm just
what
saying.
You doing giving that good box? Shit, thinking I'm about to go away. Fuck out of here. Anywho, I'm right back here.
I'm just saying.
Hey, hello.
Literally.
No, I'm just playing. That wouldn't be me. Personally, that stalking shit is creepy. COVID 420. The way I look at shit is, you gotta chill, yo. Like, stalking, like, following somebody or just purposely in somebody's business, period, is just ridiculous. So just chill out, fellas, on the stalking shit, because apparently this is something that's happening a lot.
I feel like it's becoming more common now too.
But like, look what you just said. Some dude probably listened to that and was like, well, she said that, you know, if they didn't like you, this is how they act. So you just got to be careful. And ladies, y'all gotta, like, I'm not saying y'all take the blame, because we take the blame for our own actions. Fellas, we got to do better. But ladies, y'all got to set the standard and shit. Like, that stalking shit ain't cool. I don't care, like, how crazy a nigga act. Like, just because he nuts for you don't mean it's right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You mean to tell me I can go and kill a couple people and you be like, oh, he cares?
No, I'm not, like, is I'm that not what you're telling me? Like, I'm just saying in some people's, like, sick, twisted mind.
You?
No, please do not stalk me.
You're a Capri Sun. What do you mean? You
that sick doesn't mean stalk me.
So, anywho. So, I do got another one. I like this one. This is something I personally don't approve of, but apparently this shit is happening. So, breaking into my car and apartment. I mean, I guess you could wrap that in with stalking. That's doing the fucking most. What do you feel about that one?
Like, people are like...
breaking into. Like, she said this is a toxic behavior that she has experienced with her ex-boyfriend. Broke into her house and her car.
Just don't do it. Don't do anything that can risk your freedom. If you have to do that, you need to walk away from the relationship. Just end the story.
Are you going to say that right now? Because, alright, just keep receipts. Y'all remember her saying this, okay? Alright, just remember, that's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying from experience. Anything to risk your freedom, just walk away.
All I'm saying is remember her saying this.
Okay,
alright?
Okay.
Alright, so another one that they noticed, fellas, and this is something that I've seen and I've actually feel like I've been a part of too, is being too controlling and a little bit narcissistic. Look, I got that one.
You sure?
Yeah, narcissistic. Look, don't.
I'm trying to explain it. I had a flashback of when I dated a narcissist, and it
Yeah, that better be what it
no,
was.
No, I promise you, I was like, oh my
thought
God.
It was about me. We no, about to get
you good.
Damn, that was narcissistic of me, huh?
Very.
Fuck. God damn it, Jesus. Jeez. Just see, there you go again with these little remarks. All right, well, shorty. Anywho. Love that woman, honor that woman, treat that woman, or beat that woman. Let's go ahead and move on. So, fellas, ladies, Bree, what's up with this controlling shit? What does it mean to be too controlling?
Telling someone where they can go, who they can hang out with, what they can wear, what time to be
Hold on. Now, hear me out.
No,
I'm not
going to
tell you.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you who you can hang out with. But there's no way in hell I'm about to let you go out on like a Friday night, Thursday night with them skank ass girls that I know be skanking. Like, let's just throw this out there.
Okay.
Every girl has like
that group of friends.
That group of skanks.
But if
love that woman, either that woman, treat that woman, blah, blah, blah.
If you have a good girl, I'm saying like
don't play me.
No. I promise.
Don't play me.
This is what I'm gonna say.
Don't try
if
that.
If you have a good
y'all
relationship,
always say that basic
corny
shit. You see
if
this,
you
fellas,
have a good relationship with your girl, she's not gonna put you in that position.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm saying? That's just that. Like, if she's gonna go out, like, she's gonna tell you, like, hey, I'm gonna go out for, like, 2 hours. I'm gonna be here. Get your boys and meet me here.
Right.
Compromise.
And then you just shoot up the club. She goes home early. And then, boom, you got it to yourself. There you go. I mean, we're gonna add that to the toxic list. Yes.
But that's what I'm saying.
It is what it is. Like, look, she's gonna come home. Like, whatever.
Like, yeah. She's... Yeah.
Nah, but I'm just messed. I wouldn't really care. Like, it is what it is. Like you said, you can trust Shorty. I mean, if you feel like you can't trust Shorty, and then that's that. You shouldn't be watching her snaps and Instagrams all night anyway. That's stalking, and that's going to cause paranoia. So it is what it is. Like, stop doing
She'll
that bullshit.
She'll be home when she's home. I'm kidding.
What?
I'm kidding.
She better give me an update.
She's 9 o'clock. She's going to be home by 2 o'clock.
She got till 10.
No, before the club closes.
She got till 10. Fuck that.
I would just tell my man, I'm going to get this club to pull up.
Yeah, right. I need to go. You go pull up, all right. I mean, I'm just saying. J-Law, so wrong already. I don't approve of those actions. I'm just saying. That's how you like them. You feel
no,
me?
No, I don't.
So,
oh, my God.
This is one. Let's move on to the next one. This is one that I thought was interesting because I wasn't really sure of the definition. But someone put that a toxic behavior that they've experienced was gaslighting.
Oh, yes.
What is that?
You don't know what gaslighting is?
No. So, do I need to go to Urban Dictionary? Like, what do you mean? Oh, look, you're getting comfortable. You're getting in. Y'all should see. Jesus.
Because, I'm sorry. No. Gaslighting is basically, like, where, have you ever had, like, a girl provoke you? Like, she provokes you to make you think, like, you're the problem.
Shit, no, I am a problem. What the fuck?
Well, okay, so it's really common.
I know I'm an asshole.
Not like that, but it's like, say,
I'm slightly handsome. I come with issues.
Slightly.
Yeah, what the fuck?
No, so like, say I'm dating someone.
I know ugly dude get qualities, damn it. This ain't how that works. Like, no.
I hate you.
You want to get qualities, you better go fuck with that dude that you used to fucking follow you around in elementary school and shit. Nah, this ain't that. No,
gaslighting is different.
What is that? Because I was like, what are you talking about?
So it's basically like where they pick. So I would blame my toxic behavior on you. So if we were dating and like every time I got mad, I threw my drink on you. Right? No, wait. And then I would tell you, like, you'd be like, look, I can't do this no more. Like, why do you keep throwing your drink on me? I'd be like, if you wouldn't make me so mad, I wouldn't throw my drink on you. That's gaslighting.
That's gaslighting?
Yeah. So it's like turning their toxic behavior and making you, like, the other person think, like, you're the reason I do this. If you were just a good boyfriend, I wouldn't throw my drink on
that's
you.
That's gaslighting? You, oh, yeah, I've seen that.
If you weren't such a skank, then I wouldn't have to love blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, like, they're blaming you for wild ass shit.
When it's like, you have to have self-control.
Okay, that makes totally makes sense. All right.
You're over here talking about something completely.
Yeah, I was way off. I was like, what the, what? Like, yeah. No, I'm sorry, I got narcissistic.
You're being very narcissistic right now.
Yeah, I know this. No. I'm 120% aware of myself. Yo, know, this is all good.
You said I'm toxic.
Like, it's great. I ain't say all that. Nah, hold up. I'm a good fella when I feel like it.
When you feel like it.
But one thing I ain't is gaslighting these hoes. I don't play that. We don't play that. Not in 2020. We gonna go ahead and take blame for all ourselves and all our own issues and shit. You better look inside to figure stuff out, because that's usually where shit starts and where it finishes and all that good stuff.
Facts.
So go ahead, keep it real or keep it to yourself. Don't be blaming other folks for your problems and shit, yo. That's just how I look at it, period. Especially like your lady, like, that's whack as hell. Like, for a dude to do that, like, let alone a lady to do that anyway. But I've seen that, and it's not saying like it's expected, but it's a little more common with a lady to like say, hey, like, I'm acting like this because of the fact that you're doing this type shit. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, you're ignoring me, mm-hmm. So I'm doing this type shit. Like, yeah. Because let's just keep it real. That's how the softer, smarter, more gentle half of this human species get down. Y'all need.
Why'd you have to break it down like that?
Because y'all don't play. Y'all make sure that y'all get us back no matter what it is, and y'all do it tenfold. So with that being said. With that being said, no gaslighting around here. You know what I mean? Because that ain't how we get down. Now, this is this one kind of wrapped into all the other ones. Jealousy and dishonesty. Because these are all like the same answer.
Okay.
So, jealousy. That's a good one. Do you want to address that? Like, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I feel like...
Because a lot of people be like, oh, if they don't show no jealousy, then they ain't. So, same shit you tried to say earlier. I'll totally disagree. Let's just put that out there. Like, bullshit. Fuck out of here. You ain't gotta show no negative fucking feelings to show that you care. But
I didn't say I agree with it. I'm just saying that's how people operate. Like, I've heard girls, like Drea, she went on some show.
Ooh.
This girl, okay, this celebrity girl talking about the Tory Lanez and Meg Thee Stallion.
You gotta keep me up to date. That's why I got you here. Oh. Thank you. Thank
but
you.
No, she's basically dated an NFL player, and she was like, I wish I had a man that cared enough to shoot me in the foot.
How's her booty? I mean, how's her personality?
She's just like a Hollywood hoe.
Oh, so the bot, I mean, so she's all right. I gotta stop drinking. All right.
But I'm just saying, like, a lot of girls think, like, and I was just like, what? Like, you want a man that would, like,
what?
No.
Beat your ass? Is that what you want? Because I could. But here's the thing, like,
I don't want that.
Nobody should want that. Like, jealousy, let's get back to the topic. Jealousy, I think jealousy is whack, but it's like a.
It's a human emotion.
Though. Yeah, it's something that's common. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a sin. If you want to go that far, it is what it is. Like, shit happens. The way I look at it, though, is like, you shouldn't be trying to make your partner jealous. And then if that's some shit that happens, you got to be well aware of yourself, fellas. Like, if you're the jealous type, like, and you know your lady is bad, like, get over that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, your lady looks fucking good, dog. Like,
female, if you are not ready for that,
like, she looks good. Like, you, there's no way you should be upset. In fact, you should be
stare at her.
Yeah, you should be honored, and you should be like, she got like a grip of likes. All these niggas is up here posting tongue emojis, and my tongue is really in her. Like,
literally, oh my gosh,
that's like the main thought. Like, it doesn't matter about all that. It matters about what you're doing. And now, hear me out.
And if she responded.
Now, if she ain't getting that ass, and then she, you know what I'm saying, then that's a different story. But as long as you handling business, there's no reason to be jealous.
At all.
Not at all. I don't care what her work husband be saying. I don't care how many donuts she be bringing, or he be bringing her. I don't care how many times he asks, oh, what'd he do? He ain't in that like you in that, fellas. So go ahead, keep on drilling, keep on handling biz, and don't worry about that bullshit. You feel me? Like, we all been there. You know, well, I can't speak for everybody, but I feel like I've been there where people I've dated, hell yeah, the ladies I've dated, all of them have been very attractive. I can definitely say I've been blessed in that department. Yeah, I guess I've been blessed in that department. I ain't gotta be hiding nobody from nobody type shit. And that's the thing, like, all of that's gonna come with attention type shit from, like, opposite sex, most likely your homeboys. Mm-hmm. And it is what it is, you feel me? Because, shit, you drilling. That's all that matters. Now, when you stop drilling, and
then you should question yourself.
Yeah, you better, you know what I'm saying? You better. But, hey, till that day, do you, brother. Stay strong. Any disagreements there?
No, I
think we're going to take, like, a real quick commercial break. Make sure I go ahead and get my motherfucking bills paid around here. What was that? Well, you know what? I don't care what that was, because you know what I do care about? I care about what I'm about to do the minute payday hit. Hey, you know what I'm about to do, right?
Go get your hair cut.
Don't you ever steal my line. ever. Is this how this podcast is going to go? Are you serious?
I'm about to be the host. You said co-host, and you're like, this is a test. Look who's running the show now.
Get my promo? Really, my promo.
I'm about to go get me a lineup. Real Barbers of Arizona. I'm just kidding.
Real Barbers, Arizona. 4220 West Northern Avenue, Suite 118, Phoenix, Arizona. And tell you what, Bree, go ahead and give them a call at 623-330. You like that, right? 330-8644. And you can go ahead and set yourself an appointment. That way they can go ahead and line you up. Get that sideburn going and that unibrow straightened.
Why did you look at me when you said that?
Oh, because Real Barbers of Arizona, 4220 West Northern Avenue, Suite 118. I can't believe you really didn't.
I was smooth with it too.
You weren't smooth as shit.
I would, you said.
I was like.
You were shook.
That was literally rougher than a 17-year-old face that works at McDonald's. Wow, that's what that was.
I went right into it.
You went right into stealing. That's what you did, thief.
That's another $5 fine.
What? How? Well, whatever. You know what? It's all good. We gonna pay that fine, yo. Go ahead. Give it to him. Give it to him, ref. Go ahead. They need it. You never seen that clip, so it's all good. You don't know. Anywho, chill out, son. World Star Radio. And we back. I got Breezy on the mic. What up, Breezy?
Hey.
Hey, this might be your last show.
No.
Nah, yeah.
Why?
That's just life.
I'm fired.
I didn't say that, because in order to be fired, you had to have been hired.
Well, you brought me back.
That doesn't mean anything at all. Literally nothing. Like, are you serious?
So disrespectful.
No, I'm just saying, just because I bring you back don't mean that. All
right, I'm going to remember that.
No, you're not. Anyway, Jealous, I wrote on radio. We're going to move on, shall we? Because we talked a lot earlier about the fellas. We're going to get back into the fellas and stuff like that. Don't be toxic. 2020. But now, my favorite part.
No.
We're going to get into this ladies talk because, yo, y'all took an L. And the reason why I say it is because a couple weeks ago, y'all took a dub. Jada had the fellas looking mad stupid out there. Shout out to Will. Shout out to that snitching ass dude. What's his name?
August.
Hey, he dropped a banger, by the way. Yo, I heard that.
Did.
Yeah. Yo. He dropped a banger with Rick Ross. Shout out.
For real.
Shout out to Entanglements, yo. I mean, I don't do no free promo, but all I'm saying is it was looking kind of hot, you know? Which lets me believe that shit was a setup. But anywho, that's a different story for a different podcast.
All right.
To this podcast, back to this L y'all took.
Why?
So, I'm just scrolling on the internet, you know what I'm saying,
as you do.
I'm just scrolling, you know, as I do, you know, early in the morning while I'm handling business. Shout out to the throne. So, while I'm scrolling, I just happen to stop along this video, right? See this young lady look like she getting into something nefarious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looked real nefarious, I'll say that for sure. I'm pretty sure by now you guys have seen the video of this young lady. Looked like she was dousing a Jeep in gasoline or some shit like that. Gasolina, shout out. But anywho, after she decides to go ahead and get that Jeep a gas bath, she decided to gas it up for show. Get this shit lit. Drop the lighter in that bitch. And boy, I tell you. Yo. She dropped the match.
Dude.
She dropped the match in the car, yo. And then, boom. Yeah. Right back in her face. Talk about instant motherfucking karma,
that's
yo.
That's literally what I thought.
I know every Capri Sun out there was like, oh my god, the Tetris stars and shit. Like, I know y'all was feeling
why
that.
Why do
like,
you? Why do you make it like?
Yeah, you be like y'all annoying. Be like holy and shit. Like, yeah, literally, that's how I meditate. To be real,
that's how you fingers. Meditate.
First off, do you meditate?
Yes.
Okay, shout out. Okay, I was going to clown.
So mind your business.
Oh, damn! Wow. Anywho. Back to this L y'all was taking. I see what you're trying. You're trying to distract this from me. No. Yeah. Good try. We about to go ahead and continue this L talk, okay?
Anyway.
Yeah, anywho. Back to this real shit. So, it turns out this lady residing out of Michigan, whose name I will not speak because I feel like it's fucked up to put her name out there. She's already going through enough. So, shout out.
If you want to,
you can Google the lady. Her face did look kind of fucked up, but it just looked more like scratched and shit, but she's all gravy.
She couldn't even smile properly.
Yo, face probably hurt, shorty. That shit sucks. So, with that being said, lady got arrested, obviously. That shit went viral. And that just led me to ask a couple people some questions online about crazy things that they have had done to them or that they have done to an ex. And yes, I've got some good replies. So, with that being said...
Is that why you were asking about that?
Oh, yes. That's why. So, we're going to get into this toxic shit that y'all be doing. Because you ladies be nuts. So, with that being... Oh, I got plenty. So...
I know you do.
Fellas, it ain't all on us. That's all I got to say. And remember, ain't no gaslighting. So, we ain't taking credit for none of this. None of this.
She was gaslighting.
None of this. This is all on you. 2020.
Okay.
All right. Facing your fucking self. Look in the mirror. Anywho, with that being said, so The first one that I saw, which caught my attention, had me literally laughing, rolling on the floor and shit. So this guy said that his ex ran him over with his own car. He survived, and then they got married. So
obviously,
clearly she she gaslighted him. She's like, that was your fault. She's like, look, if you didn't do what you did, I wouldn't have ran you over. And he's probably like,
but he didn't have to marry her.
He probably fell for it. Nah, he fell for it. He fell for it.
She loves me stuff.
Hell yeah. Hell, you know what? You right, baby. I ain't gonna do that no more.
Ever like, again.
Fuck. Damn, you must really love me, huh?
Yeah.
Dummy. Anywho.
Or he was scared to leave her because he didn't want to get
hit. Yeah, you know what? I don't want to. He probably listened to his podcast. But that was probably like his shout out for help right now. We just making fun of this nigga. Like, yo, I got ran over here. I'm stuck in a marriage. Hello. Like, and we just like clowning this nigga.
I'm just saying.
I mean, Jesus Christ. Random. I honestly can relate to that. Shout out to Brown Sugar. I got ran over before. What?
I can't lie, I've tried to hit someone.
Shorty ran over my foot.
On purpose?
I don't know yet. That's the thing that's fucked up. That's the part that's fucked up because I don't know. Like,
did you feel like it was on purpose?
I do because she was
what
mad at me.
What were the events corresponding?
She ain't talked to your boy all day until that moment.
Oh yeah, she did that shit on purpose.
Yeah, yo, you feel me? Like, mm-hmm. Word. All right, shine out. Okay, for sure.
It's cool.
I got a witness.
Forget her.
I got a.
I'm just kidding.
Damn, she loved me, huh? Mm-hmm. Shit. Shout out. Anywho, Raw Dog Radio. J La Soul, love thy fella. I guess I don't feel comfortable saying this. Could you say that?
Love thy fella.
Yeah.
Honor thy fella.
Treat thy
fella.
Suck thy. You're not about to eat thy fella. Hell no. That ain't how that works. Fuck that.
I never said that.
That's why we gotta alter it to suck.
And
I mean, I'm not gonna force you to say it. Jelly, so Raw Dog Radio, do what you gotta do.
I was about
to
say something, but never
mind. Because you took too long. This is why you don't run the show. You got the smoothness.
All right. I'm aggressive, then I get yelled at. Right in with that. I'm not aggressive, it's never getting
done. Now, listen to yourself. Do I yell? Exactly. J Lasso, Raw Dog Radio. Keep it smooth on the mic, fellas. They don't let them play you gaslighting.
Oh,
gaslighting.
You didn't even
toxic.
Know what that was
you toxic.
30 minutes ago,
you
20
toxic.
Seconds ago.
You toxic. You keep gaslighting.
You're gaslighting me right now.
What? It's your fault that I'm doing this. How is this gaslighting? Right. You literally are the reason.
Thank you for listening to Raw Dog Radio, this podcast.
Did you really? J Lasso, Raw Dog Radio. So another one that they gave me was another good example.
I'm scared.
This one was a good one. So, I tore up his social security card and his ID on the day of his interview.
Jesus Christ. No.
J La Soul, Raw Dog Radio, hear me out.
No.
You know how mad, and this is why I'm on her side. You know how mad your lady gotta be to ruin your chances of you getting a job? That's the one thing, like, a lady would love her man to do is to have a fucking job. So if she's really going through the effort
to ruining
like your job opportunity, you must have did some fucked up shit.
He probably cheated on her.
He must have did some
fucked
up shit.
With like her sister or something.
I don't even want to ask. But I'm just saying like how many ladies you know from a job opportunity for a man?
Well, not even that. His social security. I feel like you never touch their social security or their birth certificate.
I mean, right. I guess. Or it's other stuff you can't or don't or shouldn't touch. But I mean, we get into that.
Those two, we really need those.
We really need some other stuff to not be touched,
like
too.
What?
But we can get
your
into that
shoes?
Later. I mean, no, I'm not really tripping. But that's actually in here, too. Jay Lasso, Raw Dog Radio. Shorty said she called him cheating. She sliced up his shoes and set them out in the front yard. I like that one. I mean, it is what it is. I wouldn't have went through that much effort. It is what it is. So shout out to that. J La Soul don't approve, by the way, of none of these actions. Another shorty said. Oh, okay. I'm actually, this one is from a dude. He said, someone keyed ass in the side of my car. I still, to this day, haven't figured out who it is. That's definitely a female. I'm not going to lie. I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
But what?
I don't know.
Exactly. It ain't nothing to but. Yeah, hell no.
Yeah, it's a girl.
Yeah. And don't gaslight it either.
She
probably blaming you, bro. Talking about, well, if you wouldn't have asked, I wouldn't have to keep ass in your car.
Stupid.
Like, I already know how shit gets down. Y'all slick. Y'all slick, but y'all ain't slick around here. J-Law, so Roger Radio. Don't fall for that nonsense, fellas. No gaslight. Don't let them fucking blame you for their toxicity. Is that, did I say that right?
Toxicity, boo.
Oh, shit. Fuck. Are you sure?
Toxicity.
Ah, whatever. I don't know. I don't think you know that. J-Law, so Roger Radio. I'm not listening to you. J-Law, we're going to get on. We're going to move on. Yeah? All right, so another one. Oh, this one's kind of adorable. So...
What? How is a toxic behavior adorable?
This one says his lady went through his mail that had his name on it and discovered the wedding ring and ruined the surprise.
That's not adorable.
Yeah, that's kind of cute because he was trying to fucking propose to his... Okay, whatever.
Maybe if she mind her business, it'd be a bigger surprise. I'm just saying, like...
Oh man, Jocelyn, so Roger Radio, shout out to Breezy, don't be nosy. mind your business. That's literally, all. Just mind your business.
Don't need to go through people's bills.
That's all. Have you seen Fresh Prince?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. All right, Jocelyn, so Roger Radio, y'all saw that went over here. We all know what that was from, but all right, let's get it going. But that one was kind of funny, though. I like that. Shout out to my man's Nate. I actually went to their wedding. That shit was really popping. Hell yeah. And then they played my song, Suavemente, Simon. Oh, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that's my shit right there. That's
Anyway. Well, at least they're happily married. So.
Yeah, shout out. Hell yeah. Shout out to Nate. Shout out to Dolly. I think it's going on like 3, 4, 5 years, something like that. But
oh, maybe you should go through his mail then.
What?
I'm just kidding.
That's literally against the law.
I'm kidding.
Wow, no. Then one thing I know.
Oh, it's cute.
One thing I know, my homie Nate fucks with guns. Hell no, I ain't about to be going through nobody's mail.
Never mind.
Shit. Nah. And then he's a marksman too, so he'll probably like hit me from like 400 yards away type shit, like with a fucking sniper. Type shit, you know what I mean? Like, nah, I ain't got time for that. I ain't got enough body armor. All right, J-Law, so moving on. Oh, this one's trash. So this one says my ex went through my phone and found nothing, so she broke up with me for hiding shit. She claims to this day that I deleted everything.
That sounds like major insecurity. That just sounds like major insecurity.
Girl, are you serious?
That's ridiculous.
She said she broke up with me for finding nothing. I can imagine what she would have done if she found what she was looking for. Yo.
Probably run him over with the car.
Jesus. Oh, shit. You fucked up. J-Law, so run over here. That happens out here in the real world. Stop. We aren't going to make fun of that, all right?
I'm not. I'm being stop serious. It. I'm not stop making
it.
Fun of nobody.
I am. Yo, what the...
I'm always getting blamed.
Brie, explain this lady. What the hell? Are you serious?
Okay.
Have you ever done that? Like, give me your phone.
I've gone through like my ex's phone in the past, but I've never like not like that. And yeah. I've found stuff too and still didn't act like that.
Damn, see? Anywho, I feel that. J-Law, so Roger Radio. That's a funny shit. I feel sorry for you, bro, but hey. Maybe she just won the one.
Hopefully he was loyal. He sounded like a loyal man that she just dumped for no reason.
Man, three sides to every story. His side, her side, the truth. I don't want to hear neither. Shit. No. That one is good enough for me. I'm good enough with his side of the story.
Yeah, that works. Yep.
You ain't shit, whoever you are, lady. And I hope whoever you dumped him for dumped you for some bullshit. Anyway. Yeah, so Roger Radio. Oh, this one's the last one, and I hate this one because we've all been there. Fellas, we've all been here.
Oh, God.
My ex left me on the side of the road because I told her Drake sucks. I feel you, bro.
Wait,
I feel you,
you've
bro.
You've been left on the side of the road because of Drake?
No, I ain't been left on the side because of Drake. I have been into, like, a fucking debate, like, a disagreement with my shorty before over, like, a rap artist or, like, a musician or some shit. That's why I said we've all been there, like... Our taste of music be different, but I don't really care type shit.
I thought you were talking
shit.
About, like, every man's been dropped off on the side of the road because
of Drake. First off, that's doing the most. I'm just talking about, like, disagreeing about musical choice. We've all been there, right?
For sure.
Like, am I tripping?
No, that's not.
Exactly. Like, we're all, okay. So maybe I didn't explain that enough. But yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I'll play some shit. Like, who is this? And, like, she'll play some shit. I'm like, Lil Boat? What the fuck? Like,
oh, you feel me?
Like, yeah, I mean, like, that, it'd be that way. But
you don't drop your man on the side of the road.
Like, damn. Bro, you must
you toxic.
You must have said some real serious, bro, about Drake, man. You must have went out of line, like, out of pocket. That's all I got to say. Drake does suck, but it's like, it's not that serious to be dropping somebody off at the side of the road.
It's not.
So, with that being said, she ain't the one. There you go.
Nope.
That's the way I look at that. Any disagreements there?
No.
All right, cool. So, what do we learn today, Bri? About these ladies and these examples.
Then we need to grow up.
Shout out.
We really just need to grow up.
Hell yeah.
And stop letting our emotions get the best of us.
Hell yeah. Because trust me, I've been part of relationships where bricks have went through windows. Not mine. But I'm just saying, I've seen shit happen. So it is what it is. JLSO, Raw Dog Radio. Y'all got to stop tripping out here. With that being said, let's move on to the next topic. So, I posted some shit online because I seen some shit online.
is that why you posted it?
Yeah, that's how that works. I posted some shit online because I seen some shit online. Shout out to the homies. So, it was a really good question, though, and it had, like, a grip of people, like, arguing and shit. I'm like, okay, I'm going to ask this on the podcast. All right. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, I decided to put it on my IG, and I asked people. Mostly, I was talking to the fellas, but it seems like more ladies answered this one for their dude. So, it is what it is. Okay. So, I said, fellas, who comes first, wife or the mom?
Oh, this one, yeah, I saw
and
that.
We were dead ass in the middle on a 50-50 split, like, and then I even had somebody hit me up with like, yo, man, it should be a 50-50 thing. It should be one over the other. Mm-hmm. I mean, I respect that. That's what we like to call politically correct. Like, when you gotta say the right thing, that's what you're supposed to say right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that was. That wasn't really who you are. You know who you are. I'm not gonna call you out on that, Chris. I mean, my guy. But you know who you are. Shout out to you, bro. Bruce Wayne. He has a fly-ass Camaro, though. If y'all ever seen a Camaro that's rolling around out there that's like fucking, I guess it's like camouflage, so technically you don't supposed to see it, but you see it because it's camouflage. You get how that works, right? Like, I get it. Like,
Yeah.
Shout out to my homie, Bruce Wayne, Chris Breezy. Anywho, with that being said, I also got a lot of different responses for that. So, Bri, I'm going to let you answer this. Chris could be a girl name. I have an auntie named Chris. Shout out. So, how do you feel about this question as far as, like, who's coming first between the wife and the mom? I'm going to answer last, but I'm going to let you guys.
I think, honestly, you're probably not going to like this answer. It depends on the situation. If you're married, like, you need to make your...
That's why it's wife. It's ain't going to be no girlfriend on the
side. Well, I'm just saying,
piece.
Like, some people are together for 10 years and they don't want to get married.
I mean, technically, yeah, I get what you said.
But I'm just...
Yeah. So, wife. Officially married. Okay. By law.
I feel like raised, certain stuff, like... You have to take your wife's side. Like, there's those moms that are always kind of like, oh, you know.
Hey, you ever seen Waterboy?
A long time ago.
Yeah, remember how his mom was tripping? Couldn't see boobies or play football? Those moms
kind
of,
like that.
But that's totally, that's like a.
But there's moms out there, like, you need to cook my son this, and he needs to do this. And it's like that type of stuff. Like, you need to kind of, like, put boundaries up. Like, as the male between, like, your wife and your mom.
That's my mom would take my side like
because
that.
Because let me tell you, if that was my man and his mom's coming over telling me and he's not taking up on my side at all, you're not getting no booty.
Ooh.
None.
Fuck. None, like...
I'm not saying you have to, like, go cuss your mom out, but you gotta put up some boundaries.
Dang, no booty, though?
Yeah.
Fuck.
So, you gonna figure out real fast what you wanna do.
Jeez. Damn. I know every fella.
End of story.
I know every fella.
That's the end of the story. You better figure it out.
No booty, though? Like, for real? Like, none at all? Not even no fellatio?
Nope.
What?
Nothing.
So, no, but that's a really good point that you just made. And it's like, not only that, though, I do agree with, like, two things. That one, what my man's Chris said, shout out, that it shouldn't come down to a point where one goes over the other type shit. Like, we all can, like, equally whatever.
Figure it out.
Yeah, but, like, let's get down to the nitty gritty. That only works in a perfect world. This world ain't perfect. Far from it. We all know that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that being said, like, when you are married, like, that's that, you know what I'm saying? That's your own family type shit.
Yeah, you,
like,
kind of branch off from your mom's family
and start
to make
your own,
own
tree
yeah.
type shit. Like, so I get it. Like, And shout out to all the mama's boys out there that's trying to say the right thing. Like, I totally understand that.
Do you?
You mean? No, I'm a pick. I'm trying to get some booty. What the fuck?
I'm just saying. What? I'm just trying to see where
my you're name is JLaSoul69. I know. What the hell do you think I'm about to... But the thing is, I love my mama to death, though. So she's, like, the only person that listens to this podcast. Shout out to Mama Galloway. But the thing is, like, even she knows, like, what's up. And, like, every lady understands that. And they put themselves. And even your mom is a wife, most likely, or was a wife, or would put herself in the wife's position. And she would be like, I hope my husband would take my side over the mom type shit. Just, if it comes down to it, it's just that simple. Like, who do you gotta go home with type shit, bro? Like,
that's literally, and that's why I say, if you're gonna take your, like, mom's side, not all the time, but every day you're taking your mom's side, remember, you're climbing in bed with me, so. Yeah,
but, like, I understand it, because, like, who gave you birth type shit, so we ain't gonna disrespect it. Shout out to all mamas out there, but the point of that is, like, to let your little bird go type shit, get healthy out the nest, you know what I'm saying, like, so just let him get out the nest and be a manly bird.
A manly bird.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know how that was supposed to go right now. I was a little bit confused. So you gotta, like, figure that out real quick. Can you go ahead and thank you? I appreciate you. Like, so with that being said, JLaSoul, Raw Dog Radio. Everybody gotta do what they gotta do. Figure it out. It's your own choice. No choice is wrong, but, like, you got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, do what you got to do, yo. Like, that's why I said there's no wrong answer with that. It's just like, I see another question. People are like, oh, does the kids come before this? Like,
it's getting too deep.
Yeah, no answer is wrong. Do what you got to do. One thing I will say is, you know who you got to go home to. That's all that matters. End of story. Right there. Happy wife, happy life. Like, your mom's going to always love you. Your
wife. No matter what. Won't
always love you. So that's why you got to, like, got to make them happy, if that makes sense. Like, I know people's like, oh, well, since your mom's always doing that, then the wife's not going to. That's why you got to. No, it's the opposite. That's why you. And why
would you pick a wife that gets along with your mom so you just don't even have to.
I mean, that's truly how it is. Truly, like.
Like, that's just it.
Truly, like. My mom's like my girlfriend's more than me most of the time, so I don't really trip. Like, it is what it is. But it's just weird to me how people, like, won't really look at that part. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll never really look at that. Like, but it's all good. Shit. Do what you gotta do. I ain't mad at them. Anywho, JLaSoul, Raw Dog Radio. We can move on from that, right?
Yeah, because
since we got 50-50 split, ain't nothing left to say about that bullshit. But there is a lot I gotta say about this. So, you know me. I love basketball. Do you like basketball?
I like watching guys play basketball.
Wait, you didn't want
my honest answer?
You're right. I'm sorry. You're right. That was honest, and I really do appreciate your honesty. My apologies, and I will not judge
being
you.
Being narcissistic.
I'm not being narcissistic. Just kidding. I'm just not gonna judge you for your lack of sports knowledge. That's all I'm trying to do, okay?
You asked me.
I got a drink now. I got a drink. I'm not a drinker. Don't cheers me. This isn't a happy drink. This is a let me forget what the hell I'm going through drink right now. Are you fucking?
I try to be positive, and it's just never enough.
Are you gaslighting me right now?
No, I'm just being honest.
Okay. Just making sure. I figured out what gaslighting is. That's my word of the week. Are you fucking... Yo, it's on.
Last time was entanglement.
Yeah, it was definitely entanglement. Yeah, it was entanglement.
In statistics?
No, never.
Yes, you were like, statistics.
I couldn't pronounce it, so why would that be the word of the week if I can't pronounce it?
Because you need to practice it.
No, but you know what? I can practice spying you gaslighting. I see you. That's what I can practice. Practice? You talking about practice? Not a game. Practice. What'd I get it from?
Allen Iverson.
Oh!
Cool. Did I get a point?
Hell no, because you missed last time. Like, what? How are you going to, like, I literally gave you the answers to this right after. Don't make me. Back to basketball. So, NBA is starting, right?
Yeah.
So what they decided to do is create, like, this bubble, meaning, like,
A bubble?
Yeah, a bubble. It's like basically a safety zone, meaning like we reserve this entire area just for all of our season. Nobody can go in or out of that bubble type shit. That's basically what it is. So it's at Disney World. Since Disney World is closed
okay.
in Florida. So okay. is that World or Land? That's World. I've been there. It's actually cool. It's World. I was too short for like Cali's literally every world, every ride out there. I was like right underneath where you had to be. Fuck Disney World. But anywho, lovely place. Very lovely. Yeah, Epcot, shout out. So they have this NBA bubble
mm-hmm.
where strictly no one can go in or out because they're trying to get this season taken care of. So they're trying to play basketball from about August till all the way till December type shit, strictly in this bubble. A group of teams, about 22 teams total. You got Disney World staff. You got a bunch of hotel employees because they have each team staying at different hotels mm-hmm. and each players are staying on different floors type shit. You know, social mm-hmm. distancing and all that shit, right? So the main rule basically is just you don't leave the bubble. That's the thing. If you leave the bubble for anything, which shit happens, you got to quarantine a few days, mm-hmm. get tested, and have a few negative tests before you are allowed back inside of that bubble.
Okay.
Makes sense, right? So people have been leaving for family issues and blah, 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 or because they're either sick mm-hmm. and they didn't even come into the bubble yet. So that's a good thing, too. Now, recently, two NBA players left the bubble, one of them being my man Zion Williamson. Shout out to him. He had a family emergency that better be COVID-420. So Zion Williamson had a family emergency, and so did my guy Lou Williams, who plays for the LA Clippers. Now, here's the thing. Zion Williamson came right back, straight to the bubble. No issue. My guy Lou Williams, unfortunately, looks like he was spotted at an Atlanta fucking strip club. Everybody knows it. Magic City. Shout out.
Hey.
Is that what it's called out there? Yeah? Why you say, hey, you been out there?
No.
You been?
No. Don't lie. I've seen. No, I haven't. I want to go there. I want to go to Magic City.
Are you going
to
try out?
Why? No, I want to go and watch the girls okay. shake their booty.
Well, then, why the hell
it's
you...
It's a booty club.
Oh, so girls go to strip clubs to, like, watch other girls?
If that's what you like, yeah.
Oh, well, shout out to the ladies. Okay, hey, it's for everybody.
Who doesn't like booty?
True. Very true. Booty is universal, like math.
Yeah.
Or, like, water.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd rather have, like, booty than boobies.
Would you rather have booty than water, though?
I want both.
Together. Oh, look at you, 50-50 split. All right, I see you. Give me booty. All right, anyway, Johnson, run our radio. I'm dying of thirst. So, with that being said, Lou Will spotted at Magic City, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, that's a big no-no. But when they asked him about it, he said that he was only there to get the wings.
I will say this. I've heard at some strip clubs, I'm not even playing, people do go there for the food.
Right.
So, that is very possible. So, that the wings were popping and the booty was a plus. All
right. So, he went there for the wings. No legs.
Was he caught throwing money?
No thighs.
He got legs, thighs, no breasts.
He said he didn't know none of that.
I mean, if he really went for the wings, he's famous. He got money. Someone could have went in and got him his wings. So his excuse is kind of whack.
Hey, that's very true, man. But here's the thing, though. What if he was with his lady? We all know the lady ain't getting out the car to get the food.
He's famous. You don't think he could tell the homeboy on the...
Can I ask you a question? Are you getting out the car to get your food? Are you sending your man?
If I like my man enough, I would do it.
Oh, word. Damn. That says a lot. I have never been liked enough. Jesus Christ.
And I might pay for it, too.
So just understand that if you walk in to go get that food, you fucked up. That's what this comes down to.
Basically.
I bet. Say less. The walk of shame. Here we go. We just figured this out. Nah, but fair foul for Lou Williams to go to the strip club to get wings and skip out on the legs and thighs and breasts.
Fair.
Yeah, you're right.
I think it's fair.
Fair. You know why I say it's fair? Because you know me. I don't care what other people do. Do you? Like, that's life. Like, whatever. But now, hear me out. You got to be careful, bro. Because, like, people get sick. This coronavirus is, this coronavirus stuff is extremely serious. People do seem to think like, oh, that shit won't happen to me or I'll be okay, but you just never know what the next person next to you will be. So with that being said, just look out for other people, you know. You want to go get you some wings, get you some wings, but I'm pretty sure, you know, you ain't got to go inside the strip club to get those wings. That's all. But
he didn't have to.
With that being said, I mean, it is what it is, right? Who the fuck cares? But also, don't be mad when motherfuckers get sick. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. You can't be like, fuck, man, ain't this some bullshit? Nah. No gaslighting.
I hope all that was worth it.
Yeah,
I mean, wings shit. Was worth it.
I hope he got more than wings. Damn it, that's all I'm saying. I hope he got some breasts in that motherfucker.
Well,
yeah.
Something.
But hey, it is what it is. I personally don't like strip clubs because I hate being teased. Like, that's just me. Like, I hate being teased.
I don't know.
I don't like being teased. It's just something about that.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I like seeing...
If I can't do something to you,
well,
don't
I feel
me.
Like that's, like, different don't for guys and girls.
Get me aroused. Because, like, why are you getting me aroused? Like, why? Why? If I can't... Why?
Okay, but think about it this way. I'm not going to say all strippers are pretty, but you just don't want to go be around, like, pretty girls.
That's true. All strippers are not pretty.
They're not.
Definitely. But shout out to the dancers. I think that's the proper term for it. The dancer. Yeah. Let's not be disrespectful. Because there are some that really make a career out of it. So shout out to the dancers. And shout out to, you know, the ones that's not as facially blessed as the others.
Or physically.
Physically blessed as the others? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are usually the ones that's there at like 9 o'clock, though. Like, and fellas, ladies, you know what I'm talking about. If you ever been in a strip club at like 9 o'clock... The opening acts.
Why would you be there at 9?
You know what? I got off work one time. I used to sell cars. I got off work one time, like, 9 o'clock on the dot type shit. That was the first thing they wanted to do. Because I just turned, like, 19.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, my birthday, like, 4 days ago type shit. So, oh, we got to go to a strip club. It was a bunch of old ass dudes.
Oh,
like,
so they had to be in bed at a certain time.
You know? I don't know. Whatever the case was. They were just very excited to go to a strip club in slacks, which bothered me.
That should bother you.
That bothered the shit out of me. I was like, bruh.
Hey, low-key, though, like, I feel like that...
I understand it. I totally understood
because
it.
Because then girls are going to think you have money if you go on a strip club.
That's not what it's for, Brie. Jesus, you're so naive.
No, I'm thinking that, but I'm trying to think as like a...
You're thinking that from the girl's point of view.
Yeah,
from the guy's
I'm not trying to think about
it's
your
totally
guys.
Totally different. Jesus Christ. It's totally different.
So if I see a guy in slacks, then I know... That he has some issues.
It's not that he has issues. It's like, Jesus. That's all
are
I'm
you
saying.
Reliving it? Like, are you okay?
No, because like, that's all I can say.
It's just, that's not okay. It's just nasty. Not okay. I was trying not to go there, but
it's like, bro.
Okay.
I guess it feels authentic, I guess. I don't know. What the fuck, man? That was just some weird ass...
Never again? You're not going to the club in slacks?
I don't go to strip clubs. Once again, I don't like being teased. I don't like... Two things I don't like doing. Being teased, spending money. Not the place to go. Not the place to go. Okay. No. Yeah. A place where you literally can do nothing but that? No. And then the food ain't even, like, healthy. There's no vegan options. There's no, like, turkey.
It sounds like you need to open your own, like, healthy strip joint where all the girls are cute, they're vegan, they eat healthy.
Huh.
Hey, you be popping.
Huh, hey, hold up.
I'm on to something.
Hold up. J Lo, so Ron's already, you got to end this shit and go get this going because you definitely. So this is my idea, though, by the way.
No, I'm trademarking it.
What the? Jeez.
Breeze Booty Club.
Nobody's going to go there. Because they're going to be too busy at Jay's.
No, they
won't. Yeah, this is going to be fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
I got to think some slick shit. Yeah. You're right. Jay Lasso, Raw Dog Radio. If you got a good idea what I should name my strip club, holler at me at Jay Lasso 69. Or you can holler at Bree, but don't do that. What's your...
Jay's House of 69.
What? No, no, that's gonna you're gonna expect all types of crazy shit.
But it brings the customer.
I don't want to set that expectation up for nobody. No, nope. Because motherfuckers is perverts.
Call it the
Dingling King. Hey, shout out to my motherfucking fans only page. Hey, that's gonna be my porn name, deadass, yo. I gotta get that crown tattoo on my chest.
I'm telling you, as soon as that happens.
Oh, it's gotta be on my abs. Yeah, you're right.
We're not friends anymore.
We ain't even friends now. You just here type shit. What do you mean? Like,
what is that?
What?
You using me for my talent? I'm not on even your podcast?
Using you. That's the worst part. You're literally just here. Like, oh yeah, hey bro, you wanna? Okay, cool. Wow. Like, that's how that worked out. Like, get the fuck out of here. Anyway, shout out to Rodar Radio. Love that woman. I don't die woman. Treat that.
All that
stuff. Yeah. I'm tired of saying it. I've been saying it like a lot lately because I gotta catch myself.
We should come up with a new slogan.
Who are you? This is not your show. Stop.